This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company on this Friday afternoon, this unusually sunny Friday afternoon, at least in the capital. I'm joined by Mikael Lind, who is a composer who has worked in a variety of different fields, a variety of different ways. His new album is up for pre-order on Bandcamp, but there is so much more to talk about, Mikael, so thanks very much for your time today. From Sweden originally, but you've been living here for the best part of 20 years.
Yeah, almost 20 years now. Yep.
So what brought you to Iceland?
First, I was actually a language student, so I was interested in Nordic languages, and I got this grant to study Icelandic, and I thought it was really fascinating. But then I got, because I've always been interested in electronic music, yes. So started out sometime when I was like 10, 11, I started listening to, you know, Depeche Mode and stuff like that, yes. And then I discovered Aphex Twin, and then I sort of got into the Icelandic. It was a kind of like a mixture of folk music and electronica, like some of the bands there. So yeah. I thought that was, and how Björk always used to,
yes,
like mix electronic music and pop music. So I thought.
I mean, you mentioned Aphex Twin, and that was a very obvious kind of touch point when I listened to the songs that are available from the new album. And that sort of folktronica, I guess, Moom.
Yeah, Moom. I like them. Like they made a green album. That was really, I really like that. So when I came here, I just thought the music scene was really vibrant and sort of easy to get into it because it's, Reykjavik is kind of small, but it's still a capital. And you get to know all these musicians and composers really easily. Everybody works with everybody.
You know? Absolutely.
So I just kept coming back. You know?
I just wonder how important our location is today then, because we're in Tolfdonar, which is the record store in the centre of the capital, which was your suggestion as a place to meet, and you already nodded at a couple of people that have come in just in the last few minutes.
Yeah. I've been coming here for almost 20 years also. I was here yesterday also for actually like an electronic music.
Okay. Well, it's a very popular place and very deservedly. So now your music, as I say, appears in a variety of different fora around the city and elsewhere. You've made musical installations in a couple of the museums, a couple of the art spaces.
Yeah. So last year I had, my partner Sigga Björk, she is a visual artist. She mainly does paintings and drawings, but she also does video installations. And she has also worked with musicians like Sigur Rós and, you know. So it sort of came, first we sort of just, I did like an album and she made like an album cover, and then she did some video art and I put some music to it. But now we started to work more sort of together, more than before. So last year we exhibited both in Ásmundarsalur and Ásmundarsafn, different video works. Mm. And I did also like a soundscape for one of her exhibitions in Ásmundarsafn. So you had like this kind of sudden noises and atmospheres coming in. As you were watching the paintings, we had this kind of sound atmosphere. We thought that was kind of a nice mix.
Yes.
Of two mediums. And then we got this opportunity to show also in Listasap Árnesinga, which is in Hveragerði.
Yes.
And there we did, so it's basically like three videos with many different sequences, and they all sort of sync at different rates. So you get always like a new video and a new sound together with two other videos and sound.
It's a lovely space that in Hveragerði, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah. So it's free, and then like four exhibitions there now.
Does your music lend itself to being played live more conventionally? Do you perform?
I do perform. Yeah, it's something I struggle with to sort of get it where I want it to be, because I don't want to play. I mean, the easiest way is to sort of do playback of the electronic stuff. And then just maybe improvise some on top of it. But I think that's too simple. So I want it to be sort of like a performance of some kind.
Okay.
So I've been experimenting with different ways of doing that. And some experiments have been less successful and others have been working really well. But I think that's also, you have to have this kind of element in live music, where you we don't know exactly where it's going to go beforehand, and I want to keep that even though it's electronic music.
Okay. Tell me about the new album. It's available for pre-order on Bandcamp. We're going to play the title track as part of our conversation.
Yeah, so I drifted into the ambient music scene. It's almost like it felt a little bit as so that I was responding to something that was there in the market. Like this is what many record labels want, you know, some kind of, especially if you're from Iceland, you know, they want this kind of ambient slow tracks with piano and yes, like soothing sounds. And
neoclassical.
Stuff like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I like some of it. Like, I think there's lots of good stuff, but it's just so much of that now that I've sort of started to look elsewhere, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's, you have to look, dig deep to sort of find the stuff that I like. And then I sort of felt like I wanted to take a step back. So then I started to listen again to the stuff I listened to in the 90s,
yes,
like Aphex Twin and Square Pusher, Boards of Canada, and bought some new synths and started making beats. And then, you know, this album sort of appeared.
It's future nostalgia, isn't it, really?
It's it
nostalgia for the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is what a lot of those records sounded like in the 1990s. And again, Aphex Twin keeps coming up as a sort of touchstone in the conversation. I don't know how old you are, but we might be about the same kind of age, but I remember those records from the 1990s, and it's a rich seam, isn't it, to investigate again?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think so. And there is something... Yeah, I was born in 81, so I think I was 13 when I had.
Okay, I feel really old now. I was born in 73.
So I heard On, I think, with Aphex Twin when I was like 13 or something. Mm. And it sounded like nothing I ever heard before. It was just on MTV or something.
Yes.
Because they used to play sometimes kind of weird tracks in the night. And then I got really hooked. But I feel like there's something in the sound of the 90s. Autechre also, like, even though they still make music, I still think like that time, that window in the 90s is a time where the best albums were written.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that came out on the Warp label, I think, in the 1990s from Leeds in the UK that sums up what we're sort of talking about. And the other thing that's interesting to me is that those records were made with very cheap technology. They were made with old Amiga computers, which took a long time to work properly, and it maybe took longer for people to sculpt the sound that they wanted. Now, of course, I mean, you've got your Mac here, you've got what I think is an iPhone as well. You can basically create those sounds on GarageBand on a phone. Has that been liberating, or has that worked the other way?
Good question. Yeah. I remember when I started making music on something called Fast Track 2, I think, or not really cheap PC, that I had to, like, all these kind of fidgety beats that Aphex Twin that I wanted to replicate, I had to sort of type them in each individually, each like. And now I sort of feel like I just save time by using these kind of glitch machines and put them on randomize, and you get this kind of.
Yeah.
So I sort of also wanted to constrain myself a little bit on this album and not work so much there, like, try to make it a bit. Because if you have too many ways of making music, it's almost like you don't know where to go.
Yes.
You know, you get unfocused.
Is Iceland itself generally an influence for you? The country, the landscape, the nature, the people, whatever?
I think yes and no. I think visually, I think it is. Like, orally, it's not as amazing as you would think. I work a lot in like field music also, or field recordings. And actually, a lot of Iceland is pretty quiet, you know.
Yeah,
you know, these beautiful mountains, they don't emit any sound, you know. So it's mostly birds or you know, water sounds.
Yes.
There's a glacier, maybe, that you can get some really good melting ice and stuff, you know.
So the new record is out when?
It's out end of August on Bandcamp, and then 1 week later on Spotify. Because or I like streaming services. I sort of wanted to support Bandcamp first.
Yes. And is there a physical release for this? Because I think it lends itself to being on vinyl. I'd love for there to be a vinyl edition of this, but I don't see one yet.
Yeah, no. The thing is, like, I just decided instead of going to a record label, I just decided to release this on my own with my partner. And we, so we called this Skrapatol Records. And what we said was that we're going to release it on vinyl if there's enough interest. You know?
So I'm interested.
Good. Good. And we will also be selling prints from it, you know, on Bandcamp. So like all the physical stuff.
And the English title is Scrap Tools. That's where you'll find it on Bandcamp. We'll put a link up to that page on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. So good luck with that release. What are the plans once this is done and dusted, once this is out in the world?
Yeah, I'm actually, so I will probably perform in Kviragardi for the 25th of August. That's when the show ends. We're gonna have like a finissage, and I'm gonna do like a sound piece there. And then Extreme Chill Festival, 2nd of September. And then I also got invited to play festival in Japan.
Okay.
But sort of need to apply for grants and stuff for the first, but we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck, Mika. Thanks very much for your time today. We're gonna play out with Scrap Tools, and this is the title track of the album, isn't it?
Yep.
Which is, as we said, being released on Bandcamp fairly soon. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.